The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Damana, Diana Camacho, or Damana, if you don't know how to speak. This amazing young lady started Elite Commercial Cleaning March 2021, and we're recording this April 2023, so just about 2 years ago, in Los Angeles, California. She is one of our next level members, and if I have to say so myself, kind of a badass. So that's what I have to say about Diana. First, welcome to the show, young lady.
Thank you so much, Mike.
And I got to hang out with us. We just did a live event at a mansion that was ridiculous and awesome. And she came and we got to hang out for a long time. And it was delightful. I'll just leave it at that. It was delightful.
It really was amazing. Great experience. Thank you.
Yeah, we had so much fun. Those events are ridiculous. Okay. So great. But that's in the past. And everyone listening is like, well, great. I can't come to that event. So why are you bothering with that? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what can help. I love, love, love. I think we started working late 2022. So you'd only been in business like maybe a year, year and a half. Let's go back. What was not working? What were you frustrated about? Let's talk kind of the before and what was not working in your business and made you unhappy, just in case there's some people out there going, oh, that's me. She gets me. I'm doing that.
Okay. Yeah. So we did start, actually, I think it was September Labor Day weekend. And I was shocked that your whole team was working that Monday. I had a few hours on my hands and I had been looking into just scaling the business because, what wasn't working on my company was that I kept cleaning and I kept struggling to hire consistent cleaners. So my turnover was crazy. And, you know, I just felt burned out and I wanted to make more money. I wanted to focus on bringing in new clients, but I always caught myself just going back to the cleaning routine and working almost a full time just cleaning. So I knew I needed to get out of that cycle. I just didn't really know how. So through a few Google searches, I stumbled across your page and I started listening to your podcast, to your, you know, to your videos and everything that you had online. And I just booked the call.
So cool. Now you're here being a part of, you're creating a video. That's always my fun when I hear people creating content with me. Like, oh, I started, I listened and I was so, you know, the guest you had seemed so smart. I'm like, you're a guest. That's you now. And you're like, oh yeah, I guess I am. So you know what I don't ask often? I probably should. What did you try that didn't work? So I'm guessing you didn't get in business for 18 months. Everything went wrong. You called us and everything went right. I'm guessing you tried some stuff that didn't work. Like, what did you do? So other people, they're like, oh, I was going to try that. What did you try that didn't work? So we can save some people some steps.
Yes. So actually I tried a few things. I did reach out to another, other business coaching, but they weren't specific to cleaning companies. So I hired a coaching. I hired a coach, just a general business coach. It was a small class.
And really quick, just so you guys know, this is not staged. This is the first I'm hearing about all this, and I'm just as fascinated as you are. So we're learning this together in real time. This wasn't like, okay, I'll say this, and you, it wasn't at all. Yeah. I had no idea, and I'm dying to hear how the story plays out. So go ahead, Diana.
Yeah, so it was like a small cohort, you could say. I think it was like 12 weeks long, and it was just general business practices. It helped me see what I was doing wrong, what I was doing right. But it wasn't specific to my industry. And, speaking to other business owners, I've started to realize that, you know, industries do vary a lot and I just needed more specialized help. I also joined a few free programs through the local SBA, SBDC. So, I mean, I was actively looking at just further, just assistance overall. But I think my biggest fear with that was that it wasn't going to work and there was nobody that could guarantee it was going to work. So I struggled with that, taking action.
Well, and let me just, for you guys, Clean Nation, I love doing these because Diana can kind of give you the perspective from the cleaning company owner side, and I can give you the perspective as a coach who's done this a lot and kind of gets an idea of who is going to be successful and who isn't. You get pretty good at that. So the two things that Diana showed up with that I appreciate is, one, a lot of people could say or would say, I took this other business coaching and it was crap and I got scammed and I'm never going to do that again. And then they just keep making, and it's like, who are you teaching a lesson? The other guy already cashed your check. Like, not learning, you know what I'm saying? Not like, I'll never learn again. It's like, well, that's not hurting anybody but you. So I love that if you try, and I'm not saying it didn't work, but you didn't get the results you'd hoped for, is I think maybe a fair way to say it. Mm-hmm. You could have just crumpled up and been like, well, I'll just, you know, as opposed to going, well, I'm going to try something else and try something new. And I'd like to think if you hadn't got the results that you wanted with us, and you know, that would be unusual. You would have still not given up and said, I've got to get the results that I want. So I love the way that you showed up. And then the second thing is, I love that I always get a red flag when someone's like, can you guarantee me results? And I'm like, yeah, can you guarantee you'll do what I ask you to do? And when they kind of want to put it on someone else, that's a red flag, right? So it's okay for you to be like, whoever the coach or whoever you're asking for help, to go, are you competent? Do you have clients that have won before? Have you done this over and over? Do you have does your system work if people work the system? Super fair question, right? If they're new or they're just guessing or whatever, like, I get that. That's a reasonable thing. But if you're like, I need you to guarantee me $1 million company, it's like, well, then that would be my $1 million company. that's called a partnership, and you would want to, that would cost half your company. So I like Diana going, I need a reasonable amount of certainty. But at the end of the day, she put the ownership where it belongs on the owner. Like, that's you, right? If you want me to guarantee a success, give me the company and I'll just pay a stipend or something. And we don't do that. So don't call me and ask to do that. But I just like that you owned your own outcome both times, right? When you had one and you did something and you got some results that were, hopefully there were some good in it, but not exactly what you wanted. And you're like, I'm just going to keep going until I get the result I want. I love that.
Yes.
Energy. That's going to serve you well. Okay. So anything... So I get that you tried other coaching. Anything else that you tried with hiring or advertising, just anything with running your business that didn't work that you could be like, all right, guys, I tried this. Let me save you some headache. Don't do it.
Yeah. So Los Angeles, just the amount of people looking for extra work is, you know, there's a substantial amount of people looking for extra work. But what I wasn't focused on was hiring people that fit my core values. And ever since I started to shift my focus into hiring people that shared my core values, I've seen the retention go up. So I know I wasn't doing that correctly because my turnover was just through the roof. And it just brought me always back to retraining people. I didn't have a system in place to train. And then I started to realize that just my state of being had a lot of influence on how I trained people. And as I got stressed, my trainings became a lot more they were very generic. And I started to lose that detail that we took, you know, with our clients, like the care for a job. And it really reflected in our work. So now that I hire people that are their values align with our company values, we've seen just a shift. Like the employees are so different, like their work, you know, it's just very like consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's what I had been struggling with prior to.
So what I hear you saying is when you started, you had massive turnover, and because a lot of people just want extra work, you were kind of taking, I don't say anyone, but you didn't know how to enforce standards and
close to anybody.
Yeah. Diana ended up cleaning and mm-hmm. The quality wasn't good. When you started recognizing the values that you hold and requiring the people that you have, that you took on to share and be excited about those values, that allowed A, you to get out of cleaning, and B, your quality to go up. Am I overstating, or is that a good summary?
No, that's a good summary.
Okay. So what, you reached out, it's always scary to, especially if you just tried something and again, it didn't get the whole results that you want, to invest time and money and trust another coach and do stuff differently. Like, this is just way out of your comfort zone. What made you do that as opposed to just keep doing what you've been doing and hope for different results?
So actually I reached out beginning September, and I had just ran the August numbers, and we were doing pretty good, but I started to realize like I was working for free. all the cleaning I was doing, I was a salary based, and it just didn't make sense because, you know, like our projections showed that our profit was supposed to be a lot higher, but because I kept retraining people and I kept investing time in it, and, you know, all of these like small costs began to add up. So I was like, you know, I'm wasting money as it is. Like, I'm literally throwing away money every month, just retraining people that I know are not a good fit. And I haven't been able to bring in new clients because I work until 2, 3 a.m. I wake up at 10. And, you know, it was just like this vicious cycle. And I really didn't know how to get out of that. So I was like, you know, versus me just spending money every month doing the same thing that I know doesn't work, I need to spend money like where I know I could change something. So I didn't go into your call like specifically with a plan. And I know that you probably, if you look back on your notes of that day, like there wasn't like, oh, I want to make this and that. It was more like, I just need to change something. I don't know what it is. I'm fairly new in the space. And I need to see that profit coming in. I need to pay myself more. And I need to just bring in new clients and have better employees, you know, like learn how to hire better.
So it's so funny you mentioned that, because I actually got to talk to Diana oftentimes. We have coaches and I don't get to do that. I got to do this for a specific conversation. May I share? I just literally looked it up. I've never done this on a podcast before. May I share some of the notes and you can tell me like, oh my gosh, this is what I wrote down. So this will be kind of fun. And we'll do it for Cleaning Nation in no particular order. Biggest things, hiring still does last minute services, not taking new clients because she doesn't have enough cleaners. Doesn't know her financials, just takes a salary, is underpaid, but doesn't have a lot of bills. Stressed, knows operation manager's a salary. Tedious, time consuming, lost focus, overwhelmed, stressed. It was financial, but the stress is new to her. Longer periods of stress, can't fix it with money or credit card. Hits her on most weekends when she gets focused and makes plan for the week. Monday comes around, she has to deviate from original plan. Ego's taking a hit. Didn't think it'd be so draining emotionally, missing out on a lot of things. Afraid because she doesn't know she's doing it right. Doesn't know what's priority and what's not. Paralyzed by spending money on things she doesn't need. Any of that? So is that like, do you remember any of that? Or how's that?
That's so funny.
Cleaning Nation, if any of that sounds like you, email me, let me know. Diana, how did that, hearing me read back my recollection or notes of the call, how does that strike you? Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there.
That's just so funny because, you know, it makes me realize how much of a change could be done like in such a short period of time. Because, you know, like today I haven't worked like in the last week and a half. And today I had to get ready and just go out and visit my clients, see if they're happy with the service, you know, showed up with some food. And that's honestly the best part of my business. Like, I love doing that. I love speaking with my clients, asking. So my niche is schools and, you know, just making speaking to these private schools, speaking to the teachers. But back in September, I would have thought that was like not even attainable. And it hasn't even been a year.
No. It's crazy how much you got done in such a short. I'm so proud of you, Diana. So what I hear you saying is before you're working a lot and it was a lot of tedious working in the business, cleaning toilets. Now it's been 4 or 5 days a week since you've done any work, but the work that you are doing is not the tedious work. It's the work that you love, where you're spending time with your clients and you're being charming and you're kind of doing the stuff that you like. Am I hearing you right?
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, back when I scheduled the call, like I said, I didn't really have a goal in mind. My goal was I would say it was money focused, to where like, I want to see this profit. Now it's like, you know, I mean, obviously it's a business and the financials are important, but there's just so many things I've came to realize that are just as important. You know, the relationship with my clients, the referrals we've gotten, you know, just building community with these small private schools. And, you know, I have a different lens with my business overall. Like, I don't see it as like, oh, it's such a stressful business or so hard to start a business. Like, it was difficult, but I know with the coaching program, you know, and the mindset that we do with Suzanne, like, it's just really put me ahead of the game. And I feel like in 2 years, I get compliments from other business owners, like, oh, like, wow, in such a short period of time, you've been able to do this. And I'm like, oh, it wasn't easy. Like, you know, but I have somebody, like, I have a group of people that are constantly like redirecting me, because it is easy to fall back into like these little, to just get caught up in these tedious tasks. But, you know, just meeting with you and your team consistently, it helps me refocus on what I really want to do and the, like, I guess my goal in the business.
So I have a comment and then I have a question. Mm-hmm. The comment is, I want to encourage everybody, what Diana said is so spot on in terms of, you want to make sure that you're relating to your business and experiencing it the way you want to, right? So we'll talk about money. Money's good. But no matter how much money you're making, if you're stressed and you hate it, money's not going to fix that. And the paradoxical thing is, when you get your business the way that you want it and you really enjoy it, it's easier to make money. The money kind of flows. So when you're struggling and pushing and working, it can be really hard to make the profit. And when you're loving it and enjoying it and you're like, I don't really care as much about profit, funny enough, that's when the profit comes. It's almost the same way with like dating, when you're like, I got to do it. You know, you get a little desperate stink on you. It's kind of hard. And when you're like, forget it, I'm just going to take a break and be with myself. And then, you know, magically this mate comes. So that would be the comment. The question I have, because I promise you, Diana, there's thousands of people out there going, oh my, that's exactly, I get this woman. She is where I am. And she is where I want to be. And she was where I am. What would you say to them? Like, one or two things that you did differently or that you thought differently? What's the biggest levers that maybe you could share with them so they could have some of the success that you've had?
So let's see, things I did differently. So I started working more on building relationships with my employees, and that helped my retention, bringing down my training costs, bringing down like just a lot of other like miscellaneous costs throughout the company that, you know, we do the quarterly meetings and we do the parties and we do, we're just more, I'm proactively being more interactive with them and, you know, with the clients as well. And we've seen on the employee side, we've seen retention. We've seen, and now I have employees, like I have future employees waiting for new business to, you know, for new contracts to drop. That way, they could start working with us. So words got around that, you know, people love working with me, with the company, with the team we have, and, you know, they want to work here. So, I mean, I didn't think that was possible, have an overflow of just competent, like, or values matched, like, employees, right? And another thing with our clients, as you know, we had the same experience. Now that I am able to speak with them, you know, and have more one-on-one interaction with them, our referrals have shot up. So, you know, we do get a lot of referral business. We're known in different communities. We sponsor teams. We donate to local like nonprofits. And, you know, like things like that go a very long way. And I'm able to do that now because our profits are where they should be. So, I mean, it feels good for us. It makes our team look good. It makes them feel good. It makes the company, you know, it gives us a different, it just gives us a different, I feel like, view in the community. And so
let me be a devil's advocate for a second, because I love everything you're saying. But if I'm the guy or gal, it's like, yeah, that's exactly where I want to be. If I had the money and I had the time, I would do the things that you're saying. So what was the big lever, either in what you believed or what you did, doesn't even have to be physical, actually be a belief that changed, that helped you get from Diana stressed about money, stressed about time? And I think you have the same goals to invest back in the community, time and money, you just didn't have the ability. So what specifically, to the best of your ability to explain, did you do to get you from here to be able to do that and kind of be a big girl and turn into a business owner as opposed to a cleaner?
So I honestly, Suzanne is going to take all this credit.
Suzanne's our mindset coach. If you're just thinking we're talking about some random friend.
So the mindset coach, Tracy, Suzanne, they were a tremendous help. So, you know, with me, like being a female and being young, and this is a male dominated industry, Los Angeles is an extremely competitive market. I felt I was having difficulty with my confidence, and I would just overthink a lot of things, like our pricing, or like the lack, you know, people would assume I don't have experience, and like I'm a new business owner. And all of these things, I felt like they were holding me back. So talking to Suzanne, you know, she really helped me just kind of shut that voice down. I mean, it's not completely gone, because every time I'm doing a walkthrough, or, you know, I'm hiring a new person, there's always that little, you know, doubt or fear attached to like just something unknown. But now I know how to change that mindset into a more positive, just change it into a positive, you know, affirmation or something. And then on top of that, I know like if it doesn't work, we're going to fix it. And then I'll know if it doesn't work. So now I have standards, like I'll know, okay, if this person doesn't meet this criteria, like, you know what, it's not going to work. And I could get, I could solve the problem a lot more effectively and a lot sooner, you know, before I didn't have that leverage.
That is, I love that. That is all just spot on, Cleanation. So what I would take away if I was on the listening end of this is, and maybe you resonated exactly with Diana's fears and concerns, and you're, oh my gosh. And maybe you're like, oh my, I don't have that fear. I've got different beliefs that are holding me back, but there's no one within the sound of my voice, including the guy with the microphone, that doesn't have beliefs that are holding them back. So it's not a matter of, do I have beliefs that are holding me back? It's which are they, and how can I get control over them? And I would definitely reach out to someone, that a good mindset coach that can help you think about things in a way that's super effective. All right. As we wrap, the floor is yours, Diana. Anything you would like to say that you think would bring value to Cleaning Nation? I await your, anything you want to say. We're all listening. The floor, the microphone is yours, sister.
Well, you know, just don't give up. I think it's very easy to just throw in the towel for, you know, when you don't know what to do. And I think there's always somebody that knows like how to do what you're trying to do. So it's just like, just look for that help. And in my case, Mike and his team have been just life-changing, you know, and he really knows what he's doing, and that like even the process, the mindset, the marketing. So like he has a whole system in place, and in my case it worked, and I know a lot of other people in our next level that, you know, have seen great results. But you know, just even if there's, you know, before me reaching out to Mike, like I went through local programs, local like SBDCs, and, you know, spoke to other business owners. You could get value from stuff like that as well. You know, it's probably a lot more time consuming, and it's, you know, you're going to have to get creative with solutions, but there is always help out there. So just, you know, keep going. And I think that would be it.
My big takeaway from what you just said, Diana, is just that attitude of figure it out. Like if Mike's a great fit, or Grow My Cleaning, do that. And if not, then do that. And if there's another thing that is something you can get, but it's not perfect, well, that's okay. You can still, like, I just love your attitude of, we'll figure this out. We'll make it work. And I think that's really at the core of being a successful business owner, is that resourcefulness and that just, I'll figure it out. I'll make it happen. And if this doesn't look exactly the way I want, rarely is it going to be perfect, where it's like, here's the magic pill. But it's just a matter of you. I love your attitude. Just such a good attitude. All right, Clean Nation, if that was helpful and you need more, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now to get an appointment with one of our coaches if you want some help. Or if you just want more information, we've got 900 podcasts. There's all sorts of resources. We've got like a 15,000 member Facebook group. Tons of free stuff. growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.